We're looking at the costs to counties as they stay on top of a powerful snowstorm. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Hope you're getting out. Some counties across northeast and central Wisconsin reached a foot of snow by yesterday afternoon. Eau Claire has already tied a record for the most snow in the first 10 days of February with 18.9 inches. That ties with 2004, according to the National Weather Service. Blowing and drifting still having an impact this morning. And with the plowing comes the salt. Do you think municipalities, counties, and the state are using too much salt on the sidewalks and roads? Or are there areas of the highway system that you haven't seen enough salt application? We're at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. James Hughes is the state highway maintenance engineer for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. James, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Well, we'll talk about salting roads in a minute, but first let's look at the budget. At what point can the department assess where it is, where it sits with the winter maintenance budget?
Well, Wisconsin's unique. We hire all 72 counties to do 100% of our winter maintenance. We're the only state in the country that does it that way. So there's a lot of efficiencies with that, and we think it's the best model in the country. Cost-wise, when you look at cost per lane mile, for example, last winter, Wisconsin had about $2,800 per lane mile of our 34,678 lane miles. When you compare that with Minnesota and Michigan, we're more than $1,000 a lane mile, cost-wise, less than the two states on each side of us.
Does that mean, though, each county goes about maintaining its roads after a snowstorm a little bit differently? A little more nuances.
Yeah, there is. And in fact, what's interesting, having the counties do the state highways, we've been using algorithms to figure out route optimization. And we can combine low-volume state highways with some of the county routes as the county's doing all the plowing. And we gain a lot of efficiencies that way.
Oh, wow. So you really do some math modeling here to figure out what to plow first and how to merge different areas in plowing?
Absolutely. And we have some counties like Dane County, they might have two or three different plans depending on how much winter they're going to get, how much snow is going to fall.
So how does the state budget work for something that can be so unpredictable like the weather? Some years you get a lot of snow, other years you don't. One area gets dumped on, another area does not.
Well, that's a good question. Thank you. There's a state statute, 84072A, that says that the counties do the winter maintenance at actual cost, whatever it costs. So they're not at risk doing a state highway maintenance because they're going to be paid exactly what it costs. And they've been partners with us for about 100 years doing winter maintenance. And I can tell you, they do an outstanding job, the men and women out there doing the snow plowing for our state. They just do a great job.
So far, how do the winter conditions we've experienced compare to previous years in terms of the amount of plowing, the amount of de-icing the department has to do?
Well, every year we calculate a winter severity index, and the last three winters were right around the 100. 100 would be an average winter. And, you know, this year it started out kind of light, and all of a sudden we got winter quickly. So we have a lot of winter here. So we'll calculate that. We calculate that as we go. We still have not hit 100 yet, but it's moving up the scale pretty quick with the weather we're getting.
We're talking with James Hughes, the state highway maintenance engineer for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. We're looking at road maintenance during extreme winter conditions. With your questions along the way at 800-642-1234, have you been taking steps to use less salt around your property? Tell us your strategies. Do you prefer sand over salt? And why is that? Call in or email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Tim now, joining us from Madison. Hi, Tim.
Hello. I've got an idea.
What's the idea to reduce salt?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't use salt in my driveway. I chip it, and, you know, I wait for the perfect weather conditions, and I realize everybody can't do that. But my idea was no salt on roads 25 miles an hour or less because you don't really need it. You could plow it not all the way down to the pavement. You'd have a little traction. You're not going that fast. Might save a lot of salt in the lakes. And that's my idea.
Tim, thanks for the call. James, how does that sound? And what is the approach to salt with the DOT?
Well, we've been looking at new ways to to reduce the amount of salt. And the science is out there. There's evidence-based maintenance, and we've actually proven it last year running pilots where we add water to the salt. We make it into a brine immediately. Salt in a dry form is inert. It doesn't do any snow or ice melting. And by applying it in liquid, the liquid stays on the highway when it's applied. You can use almost three times less, but we've been finding anywhere from 30 to 50% salt reductions in the counties that are testing this right now. So we're finding a lot of success. The state recently purchased 15 high-capacity brine makers and spread them out throughout the state. And we have quite a few counties that are working using more liquids and finding they're using a lot less salt for the state highway.
Well, what happens in deep freezes when salt just doesn't work as well?
Well, actually, that's what's really nice about the liquids. With the liquids, we can add additives to the liquid like calcium or magnesium, and we can get that temperature down well below zero where it's still cutting through the ice and snow. With dry granular salt, you're looking at 10 to 15 degrees. It really just takes way too long to work and is very ineffective.
So how does a department like yours prepare for a big snow event? What resources do you have to assemble to gear up for a powerful snowstorm?
Well, first of all, we work all year round at it. It's not just when the storm hits us. And the counties are always well prepared, and they do their own preparation. They talk to us about the science of moving to these liquids and the additives you can put in the liquids to reduce the salt use. And like I said, we're finding a lot of success with that.
Now, as Tim said, perhaps using less salt or no salt in areas where the speed limit is below a certain point. Do all roads get salted in some way, shape, or form right now, or do you incorporate sand?
For the most part, all the state highways, we don't have many places where the speed limit's below 25 miles an hour, so all state highways see salt. When it gets very, very cold, sometimes you'll see sand at intersections because salt just doesn't work very well. But we're finding with the liquids, we can cut right through that stuff. So we're learning a lot as we move forward and changing the way we define best winter maintenance practices.
And why does sand not work on a highway?
Sand doesn't melt any snow or ice at all. It doesn't melt at all. And, you know, to apply sand, you're looking at, you know, 1,000 pounds per lane mile to even be somewhat effective. And it's just not, where salt is like 300 pounds a lane mile, and you can equate that to liquids about 60 gallons a lane mile, where there's only 2.29 pounds of salt per gallon in the brine.
So it sounds like salt brine is the most efficient way to go. Where do you see your department heading next with salt brine?
Well, we assembled a technical advisory committee that consists of about 15 counties that are testing the liquids right now. We tested them last year. Huge success. We're finding a lot of success again this year. So we're going to continue that work. And then we're working with the University of Wisconsin scientists that are gathering the data from these counties, putting it together. And we're going to have different application rates and different recipes for different types of winter events that hit Wisconsin. And with that, we're going to save a lot of salt and we're going to be a lot more efficient.
Well, James, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
James Hughes is State Highway Maintenance Engineer for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Stay with us as we continue this conversation about salt applications on the roads. You're hearing about it on the Ideas Network.